The Equality Act is our topic during this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Dr. Richard Land, who is the president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Their website is ses.edu. Dr. Land, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, thank you. This will actually be airing after that, but that's something we honor all of, you know, every day of the life, really.
Well, Easter Sunday is the 68th anniversary of my baptism.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I was baptized Easter Sunday when I was 6 and a half.
Wow, that's great. All right, so now that you've told us how old you are, tell us, what is the Equality Act and what is the, why are Christians up in arms about it?
Well, the Equality Act is misnamed. It guarantees inequality. The difference between, you hear the liberals and the progressives talking about equity. They want equity. Well, the difference between equity and equality is essential to understand. Equality is equality of opportunity, and you can do the best you can do. Equity guarantees equality of outcome. Equality guarantees equality of opportunity. Equity guarantees equality of outcome. That means you have to punish initiative and reward sloth in order to get, you have people in certain categories. So if 15% of the population is Hispanic, then 15% of Harvard's faculty has to be Hispanic, or else you don't have equity.
But with the Equality Act, it's my understanding that basically it would be applying the sexual orientation would be applied to the civil rights, when the civil rights statute.
Gender identity, anything you can think of becomes federally protected. And so, employers have no relief, no exceptions, and they specifically take away the religious protections so the religious institutions are not even tolerated in having dissent from this.
So suppose the Equality Act were to pass in the Senate, and by the way, as of this recording, we're recording this on March 29th in the year of our Lord 2021. I like saying that, by the way, the year of our Lord, because that's exactly what it is. Anyway, so the Senate has yet to pass this bill, and then Biden, of course, would sign it into law if they did pass it. But what would it mean, let's say, in terms of a Christian school that says, you know, we don't believe in hiring homosexuals because we don't agree with homosexuality. We think that's a sin, according to the Bible.
Very least, it would mean they would lose their tax exemption. And they would probably be prosecutable under the Equity Act for violating the civil rights of transgender people. Now, you could have somebody who's an employee of the school who comes to you and says, start showing up in a dress. They're a man. They start showing up in a dress, and they say, well, I identify as a woman. And you would have no recourse to let them go.
It's amazing how much progress the other side has made in all these things, in the culture at large, even with Rachel Levine being recently appointed and passed by the Senate. This is a man with a dressed like a woman.
Yeah, well, look, some of us were saying this. I know you were, and I was, and others were saying this, that when some basic once they broke the definition of marriage, then what can't be redefined? What can't be redefined? However you want to define it. Polyamory is right around the corner, mm-hmm. which is, polygamy. It's going to be recognized. Once you do away with those basic definitions, where do you stop? Once you cut the anchor and you start drifting, how do you determine where you stop?
Mm-hmm. But you know what?
So anything.
Yeah.
It's polymorphous perversity.
What gets me, Dr. Land, honestly, I don't understand how some Christians can basically say, oh, don't talk about politics. Don't confuse us with all this stuff when it seems to be so stark. I mean, the difference is, in the different parties lately.
Well, some of it is cowardice. Preachers who have no spine. Part of it is lack of discernment. And part of it, you know, I was reading a statement by Grace Church in New York City, who feels they've been unfairly attacked because they're giving their teachers all kinds of alternatives for father and mother and family, et cetera. And they said they're going to continue to reflect the diversity of New York City. The quote that came to mind was the quote from Dr. King's letter from the Birmingham jail. Writing from the Birmingham jail, he said, "The church is called to be a thermostat, setting the spiritual temperature of society, not a thermometer, merely reflecting it." And you got with these churches, a lot of American churches today are merely thermometers, reflecting the mores of the society. Instead of bearing, they wouldn't know a prophetic witness if they fell over it at noon. Wow. In the midday sun. If you really love people, you tell them the truth.
Yeah, one thing about the Equality Act that I think of is like, well, what is even the need for this? I mean, is there any gay anywhere in America that's deprived of his or her rights, in terms of...
Well, no, of course not. Well, it goes back, look at the Baker case in Colorado. They have found 67 bakeries in Colorado, in Denver, that are more than willing to make the cake that our Christian brother won't make because of his moral discernment. So it's not about whether or not they're going to be denied the act. There's no question. There's not any city in America where they can't get a cake baked however they want it, or they can't get served wherever they want to get served, or they can't find a church to go to they want to go to, or they can't be hired. They do not want toleration. They want affirmation. They want us to, they want to be declared normal, and they want us to be declared abnormal. They want to make us the equivalent of the Klan. That's what it's about.
Huh. Yeah, they have everything they could possibly want except God's approval for their lifestyle
Well, they don't have the right to use the government to silence Christians. And they want that because it bothers them. I think it bothers what's left of their conscience that Christians continue to say that what they're doing is an abomination to God.
Wow. Okay, so suppose this law does pass. What then? I mean, obviously it would have to be challenged.
It'll have to be challenged, but I don't know what grounds you challenge it on. Maybe the free exercise clause, but they would probably say, well, you're free to worship as you please. You just can't have any institutions that reflect what you believe.
Well, by the way, let me interrupt you real fast, if I may. One of our guests on the Truths of Transform program, the D. James Kennedy Ministries program, is the florist, Baronelle Stutzman, that the left has been trying to put out of business because she refused to use her God-given skills as a florist to, celebrate a same-sex marriage. It's against her conscience. And she said the judge said to her, you're free to practice your religion in the four walls of your church. You're just not allowed to bring it out, into the marketplace. And it's like, I can't do that because Christ is Lord of my life, she said.
Well, it's worse than that. It's saying that you can be compelled to use your talents to promote that which you find abominable. Where's the freedom of thought in that? Much less freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And free exercise of religion. Some of us have been saying from the beginning, they were never about toleration. They're about turning us into the equivalent of the Klan.
Dr. Tim Keller of New York City, who's done some fine work in terms of, evangelism in that city, which is very, needs a lot of evangelism and so forth. Well, you all do. But anyway, he said something like, the Christians, the evangelicals have been picking on the homosexuals for the last 20 years, and now it's all coming back to roost, as if, the Christians started this whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't been picking on them. They've been picking on us.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what happened. That's what happens when you live in New York City too long.
Yeah.
You get Stockholm syndrome. You start thinking like the people in New York City. That's why I'm for term limits in Washington, because good guys, good ladies go to Washington and they stay there too long and they start getting housebroken. They start thinking like Washingtonians.
Hmm.
I'm afraid Tim has been in New York too long.
One analogy that has really been helpful to me is this. If you had an African-American printer and somebody from the Ku Klux Klan came to them and said, okay, we're going to have a rally, you know, such and such a Saturday, and I want you to print up my poster and flyers for our Klan rally. And by the way, you know, we have legal protection, you know, to be able to have this First Amendment protected rally, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. If that African American said, I'm sorry, I refuse, you know, to print this thing, would he have to be subjected to lawsuits and so forth? I mean, that analogy to me is just like, it's so crystal clear. That's exactly
We have an even better analogy in that, you know, the Obama administration upheld the fact that Muslim truck drivers did not have to haul liquor, that they could refuse a load of liquor on their truck.
Wow.
Yeah, but that same protection wasn't afforded to Christians, not to bake a cake.
Yeah.
Christians, evangelical and traditional Catholic Christians are the last people in America that you can act prejudicially toward with impunity. With impunity.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a guy came into a Muslim butcher's and said, "I want you to cut up this pork for me." No, I can't because it's against my religion. What's the difference? But he would be upheld in court. I mean, the Muslim would get away with it, but the Christian doesn't.
Now
the only way we're going to be able to protect our rights,
yes,
is to exercise them, whether the government likes it or not. Massive civil disobedience. And we stick together. And if one church, and unfortunately, the government's gotten smart. I mean, I've already got my letter from the Charlotte jail written. I'm ready to go to jail. But they won't put me in jail. They'll find me. They'll find the institution I represent. They'll find us into oblivion because they don't want martyrs. They don't want us going to jail and writing letters like Dr. King did.
So, and if the equality.
They put John MacArthur in jail for holding services, and he said, "Well, I've never had a prison ministry. Go ahead."
So if the Equality
you
Act...
Like John, yeah. You gotta like John style.
Yeah, no, I agree. So if the Equality Act were to pass, though, and then basically they would say, okay, Dr. Land, you are the president of Southern Evangelical Seminary, and we notice that you only have men's rooms and you only have women's rooms, but what you need is to allow a man identifying as a woman to go into the ladies' room. You would say, no, I don't agree with that?
Right. And worse than that, they would say, if I had an employee, let's say I have a receptionist, who all of a sudden decides that she's a man. And so she starts coming to work in men's clothes, cuts her hair like a man, and starts wanting to go to the men's bathroom, I couldn't fire her. Hello.
Well, yeah, no. This law needs to be opposed. I mean, we need to work on this.
Oh, it needs to be opposed bitterly, and if it passes, it needs to be
disobeyed,
protested by nonviolent civil disobedience.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That along with the HR1, the voting bill, if those two bills pass, our democracy is gone.
Mm.
Gone. Now, I do think there's a remote hope that the voting bill would be unconstitutional because it federalizes all elections, and the Constitution itself says that the voting regulations in each state will be done by the state legislature.
Mm.
So they would have to really amend the Constitution to do what they're trying to do with this bill, and I suspect that we've got 5 votes even without John Roberts.
Mm. Excellent. And on that, we have to close because of time. SES.edu, Dr. Richard Land, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Well, thank you.